Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Rick Newman, rickjnewman.com.
Yes.
Is his website. Also, you want to send him to yahoo.finance.com?
Yeah, finance.yahoo.com.
That's right. I'm sorry. I always reverse that. Finance.yahoo.com. Check that out. Rebounders and Liberty for All, two different books by Rick. All right, Rick, today's the Iowa caucus day, as we talked about earlier in the hour. I thought that the unemployed people would help deliver the election more for the Republican last time. That didn't work out. So what do I know about the economy, right? And so what do you think this time? Is the economy, the economy still not good? In fact, Rick, I think there's a 50-50 chance that part of the focus, a part of the pressure in this election could come from a recession this year. Play along with me. What do you think?
I'm going to push back on that. The big thing we've got going for us with the economy is job creation is good, and layoffs are very low. Mm-hmm. So even though we see all this turmoil in financial markets, the economy is definitely growing too slow, but it has also been pretty consistent in terms of good job growth for going on 3 years now. I mean, we're 200,000 new jobs per month. That is way more than is needed to just sustain population growth. That is pretty good. The economist, not always right, but, just about everybody who looks at this says the odds of a recession this year are somewhere between 10 and 20%.
So let's take some medicine here. I'll take some kind of medicine and agree with you on this one. Let's say you're right. Who does that favor in the election on both parties?
Favors the incumbent party.
Okay.
Would be the Democrats.
Yeah.
Now that said, a couple things. There are still a lot of people who feel disenfranchised, and that is just a fact of our economy at this point. Whether it's growing at 4% or 2.5%, we just have a lot of people who are not situated for the digital economy, and faster growth is not necessarily going to help a lot of people. But let's look at what else is going on. Low gas prices. We keep hearing about this is bad.
Right.
It's terrific for consumers. It's terrific.
But they're not spending that money. We've done our own polling. They're saving the money. They're paying off debt.
Well, you say that like it's a bad thing.
No. I think it's a good thing for them. it's good that the prices are lower. But it's not. Our economy is a consumer economy.
Yeah, I know that. But the way people spend money is changing. They're not buying stuff the way they used to. Mm-hmm. They're spending more on experiences, which is maybe going out or travel. You hear the economists say, oh, it's terrible. We're not seeing the gap savings on gas showing up in spending. Okay, but people feel better off. That matters.
So what you're talking about, you're talking about a little bit of a sea change in American society then.
Sure. I mean, we are in the middle of a long adjustment to a new kind of economy.
Yeah.
The wall between the haves and the have-nots is getting higher. It's harder to get over that wall, and the reason is there's a very distinct set of skills you need to be participating in the part of the economy that's growing,
mm-hmm.
and that is 21st century digital skills. And if
that's
you
right.
have 20th century industrial skills,
you're unemployed,
and you're not willing or able to get the skills you need, you're stuck. And we have a lot of people who are stuck, and
millions.
Sorry that they are
millions of people like that. So, all right, what's your handicap today?
Sure. So Trump is leading in the polls in Iowa and New Hampshire, I think. So I think, but I think Trump is not going to do as well as the polls suggest for two reasons. I think he does not have the standard political ground game in effect as effectively as some of the other candidates. And I also think there's a big difference between vocal support for a candidate and actually voting for him.
Yep.
You know, I did.
So, I've only got 30 seconds. What do you think is going to happen? Give me handicap both sides.
I think Trump is going to either win in Iowa or come close to winning. So I think we're going to have two guys clustered at the top. Hillary's going to win in
Iowa.
And
the other's Cruz, right?
Yeah,
Trump and Cruz.
Well. So
Trump and Cruz.
I don't think I can verify anything.
Is Sanders going to beat Hillary in Iowa?
No, but he's going to stay in the race because he's going to do well in New Hampshire. He could beat her in New Hampshire.
All right, you heard it right here, folks. Rick Newman. We'll hold him to that when he comes back next time. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back
thanks
soon.
Thanks for having me on, Obi-Wan.
There you go. May the force be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.